The outcome of the election is preordained, but that didn't stop people in Sana'a from turning out in force to choose their first new president in nearly 34 years. Pride in the success of last year's popular uprising seemed to counter any resentment that only one name was on the ballot, that of Vice President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi. A worker in Sana'a's old city says the uprising marked the real change.
With regards to the Yemeni people, they have said what they want and expressed themselves prior to the event.
Polling places in Sana'a appeared to be handling the crowds. Election observer Ali Al-Kainai was monitoring the vote in central Sana'a.
I think it is a good turnout. A lot of people, I see people that are happy. They want to take part in these elections, particularly the women. I say big turnout of women, and that's good.
Women played a large role in the uprising, but Yemen's revolution remains largely unfinished, with a shattered economy, tribal and military divides, and an expanding al-Qaeda presence hampering true political change. Despite the challenges, some say the way President Saleh's era ended has offered a sense of hope. Yemen scholar Stephen Steinbeiser.
The fact that he has actually left power and left the country relatively peacefully compared to some of the other revolutions that we've seen in the region is a major triumph for the Yemeni democratic political processes.
And for many, that's more than enough to celebrate for now. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Sana'a.